brother. God, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right up.
This is Zena.
And this is Jahera.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.
I forgot to keep talking.
That happens sometimes.
Okay.
Find out where the music takes Charlie Watts on the next Deep Threes. When the Rolling Stones drummer sits in with a Danish radio big band. Plus tracks from Galactic, Psychic Diet, Masasaki Uchida, and Andre Segovia. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
It's Carlin Murphy of Lille Litton Haitian Cultural Program. WGXC is now 10 years old as a community radio. Your report had sustained WGXC through the years. And the continuing monthly donation of any amount will earn you a sustaining supporter spot, assuring WGXC sustainability. Go ahead, be a sustaining supporter. You like it. WGXC maintenant gain 10 ans comme une radio communauté. Avec support, WGXC duré pendant toute année sa yo. Continuez yon don chaque mois dans n'importe façon à fournir un supporter durable et puis la garantie durabilité par WGXC. En allez, venez nous supporter. Ou après mail.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Edward Ruschalski of Syracuse, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that the toll booths at the Rip Van Winkle Bridge were torn down November 3rd. Drivers with easy passes are charged by an overhead gantry with the cashless tolling equipment on the west side of the bridge, and those without are sent a bill after the gantry takes a photo of their license plate. Not all of the toll takers have been laid off. The authority explained, and I quote, "While there will no longer be a toll collecting staff in physical booths, some of the toll collecting and bridge operation staff at the Rip Van Winkle Bridge have transitioned to new part-time and full-time security technician positions to staff the facility during the same hours that the bridge staffed prior to going cashless. These staff members will maintain many of the operational functions that were performed by toll collecting operation staff, such as assisting with emergency response and on-site security monitoring." End quote. The roadway transformation won't be complete until the spring. The roadway at the bridge entrance and exit on the west side of the Hudson River will be straightened then, but the Transit Authority has not said if the 25-mile-an-hour speed limit there will remain, or if the 40-mile-an-hour speed limit on the rest of the bridge will go into effect where the toll booths used to be. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that on November 4th, a judge sent Christopher Baldner, a state trooper from Greene County, back to jail for murder in the death of an 11-year-old girl. Ulster County Judge Brian Rounds denied bail for the state trooper who ended a high-speed chase by ramming his vehicle into another car, killing the girl. Baldner's attorney, Jonathan Ingracia, requested Baldner be released on $100,000 bail and house arrest. But Round said, and I quote, based on what's been presented here today, the court finds that the least restrictive means necessary to ensure the return to court is to remand the defendant without bail, end quote, end quote. Baltner faces a minimum sentence of 15 years to life and a maximum sentence of 25 years to life in state prison if convicted of second-degree murder. An Ulster County grand jury indicted the state trooper on charges of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and reckless endangerment after the December 22, 2020 crash that killed Monica Goods. Her father, Tristan Goods, was pepper-sprayed by Baldner during a traffic stop in Ulster County on the New York State Thruway. He then sped away with Baldner following and eventually ramming the car. Assistant Attorney General Jennifer Gashy said, and I quote, "The evidence will show that this was an intentional ramming, and Baldner, instead of braking to avoid the collision, accelerated 100% into the back of the Goods vehicle, and after hitting it the first time, 9 seconds later, he hit it a second time," end quote. Gashy suggested the state trooper could have followed Goods, called for backup, or shut down the thruway. She said, and I quote, "Instead, he chose to intentionally ram the Goods vehicle 2 times within 9 seconds, and that is what caused the death of Monica Goods," end quote. And Baldner did this before. He was also indicted on charges of 3 counts of reckless endangerment for using his police car to ram another vehicle on the thruway in September 2019. A grand jury concluded Baldner rammed motorist Jonathan Muthu's 2018 Dodge Caravan, causing the driver to crash into a guardrail, then rammed the stopped vehicle. He could be sentenced to 2 1/3 to 7 years in state prison for that incident. Baldner's lawyer says the state trooper has, and I quote, "deep connections in the community, including a wife and children in Greene County," when asking for bail. More than a dozen members of the Police Benevolent Association, the police union, attended the proceedings near supporters of Goods, including the Reverend Kevin McCall, founder of the Crisis Action Center in New York City. As the court session ended, McCall yelled out, and I quote, "murderer," end quote, and later said he was prompted to yell out because of, and I quote, "the racist overtones that was inside the courtroom from the union and those that were inside the courtroom rolling their eyes and smiling and laughing. That's why I screamed out he's a murderer, because that's what he is," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics. The Governor Kathy Hochul announced November 4th a multi-year study to assess the effects of climate change on New York. Hochul said, and I quote, "climate change is here, it is real, and no state has felt its impact more than New York," end quote. She added, and I quote, "from hurricanes like Sandy and Ida to 7 feet of snow in Buffalo, we have seen our weather continue to grow more extreme each year. As we continue to rebuild in the wake of this pandemic, we must take a hard look at how climate change will impact our future, and this study will serve as a key roadmap in informing how we can build a thriving New York in the midst of these challenges," end quote. Just in the past several months, there have been several times when over 6 inches of rain fell locally in a 24-hour period, 2 times from remnants of former hurricanes passing through the Catskills. The study will look into the state's vulnerability to such storms and how to prepare for further complications from a warming environment. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 27 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 35. And that
is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Pat Lanan of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, 9, 9.
Next we hear The War on Drugs. This is their 2021 song, Change, from the album I Don't Live Here Anymore.
Music.
number.
Eight.
That was Animal Collective from their 2022 album Time Skiffs. That's the song Prester John on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 7.
Here is brand new music from Foodman from Japan. His 2021 album Yasuragi Land is out, and this is Food Court from Foodman. Tom Rowe in Accra. Here is more 2021 new music. This time we tune in a track from Stereolab singer Letitia Sadier. This is called New Moon.
Thank you.
number
six.
Next, we're going to tune in some brand new radio art from the British radio artist Scanner. 2021, he released the album Earthbound Transmissions, and this is the song Teledrone on the radio at WGXC.
Thank you.
number
five,
five, five, five, five,
five.
That was A Bad Bet from Black Dice from their 2021 album Mod Prog Sick on the radio at WGXC.org.
Number
4444444.
From Catskill, here is Ross Goldstein next on WGXC with the song The Blue Desert from the 2021 album Chutes and Ladders.
Thank you.
Podemos parar el tiempo.
That was 2021 new music from Marissa Nadler with Emma Ruth Rundle. The song is called Turned Into Air from the album The Path of Clouds.
Number
three.
Next, we hear from Luke Stewart on bass, Jarvis Earnshaw on sitar and loops, Ryan Sawyer on drums, and Devin Waldman on sax. The song's called Red Hook Blues Got Me Smilin'. It's from the 2021 album Luke Stewart and Jarvis Earnshaw Quartet on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.